Hare Krishna. Free love is far too costly. The word free love captivates us quite often because it brings together, it promises to bring together two notions very dear to us, freedom and love. Now, we all long to be free, and freedom is one of the deepest aspirations of the human heart. And similarly, love is our very innate and strong longing. It is in love that we find the highest fulfillment. So, free love naturally captivates our heart. However, the word free love, as it is used now, it often means unrestricted expressions of sexuality which are equated with love. So, such free love is actually far from free. First of all, free love is an oxymoron, because love by its very nature involves a connection with the beloved, and that connection brings with it certain restrictions. That is, we do the things which please our beloved and we avoid the things which displease our beloved. So, free love is in that sense an oxymoron. More importantly, free love actually leads to the emptiness of the heart. Because though many people may come in contact, physical contact with each other in the name of free love, because there is such a casual physical contact, there is very little emotional contact and there is practically no emotional connection. And people who call themselves free lovers quite often feel lonely, used, miserable, and they feel guilty because they know that just as they are using others, others are using them. So, in the name of free love, they convert subjects into objects. They convert people into things to be used and thrown away. And such a objectified way of looking at life is very distressing. It is very empty. It is very pointless. Over time, people just feel crushed under the emptiness and the pointlessness of what they are doing. The Bhagavad Gita cautions us in 3.16, evam pravartitam chakram nanu vartayati hayah aghayurindriya ramo mogham partha sajivati. So it says, indriya ramo, those who live simply for the pleasure of the senses, what happens to them? Mogham partha sajivati. Their life goes waste. It is pointless. There is nothing purposeful that can be there in their lives at such times. So, of course, this does not mean that the aspiration for free love itself is to be abandoned. No, it needs to be understood and directed properly. The Bhagavad Gita explains to us that at our core, we are souls. And as souls, we have an eternal relationship with Krishna. And to the extent we act in that relationship, to that extent we direct our love towards Krishna, to that extent our love becomes free from the limitation of time. The soul is eternal, Krishna is eternal. And therefore, the love between the soul and Krishna can go on eternally without any interruption or by anything extraneous. And ultimately, this love can propel us towards the Supreme Lord, towards the spiritual world, which is the abode where love reigns supreme and free eternally. And even in this world, when we learn to love Krishna, we get an inner fulfillment which enables us to see others in relationship with Krishna, and then we can reciprocate with them, not just based on what the material things they are doing for us, but based on also their intrinsic spiritual worth as parts of Krishna, as dear to the one whom we love. And thus our love becomes selfless and fulfilling. Thank you. Hare Krishna.